there's always going to be pressure. You know, for every coach in this room, no doubt about it. We love that feeling of pressure, but not for us. We trust our process. You know, there is no such thing as a bigger game. You know, whatever the next game is how we're going to go through our process and handle it that way. Q is true to it. We mean it. There are no emotional roller coaster rides here. We go about and do our business. Every game is a championship game. Every game should be a great challenge, and we want to look at it that way and go attack it that way. Every practice, for that matter. So right now, we're going to go out and practice. That's our biggest challenge. That's the pressure. Tomorrow.
One of the names we hear a lot of, because we're always asking guys who looks good for the offseason.
Sure.
Justin Hardy's name a lot. Can you talk about some of these guys that are really starting to show up this year?
You know, I'm really proud of how Hardy's developed throughout the process of being here. He came in as a rookie, got hurt a little bit earlier. I didn't exactly coach him, but he showed his toughness at first on special teams. And it's a big part of what we do. His toughness started to come out. He started to get more playing time and more playing time. He eventually evolved to getting time the first year he was on offense and playing a little bit there later towards the end of the season. Then coming back last year, had high expectations of being a more prolific role player in our 11 personnel. Gabe jumped in there, got some of them reps, so he lost some of those reps, but he kept fighting, kept digging. And now watching him evolve, it's just the next step. It's how do you figure out to get these guys in the field? And if you guys notice, we played a lot of wide receivers last year, and a lot of guys got opportunities, and he's going to be one of those guys that get big-time opportunities to get out there when he can.
How tough do you think it'll be for Sark to get his style or his flair of offense into an offense that's already seems to be developed?
See, I don't know if it's his style or his flair. I think it's our. You know, I think we're on a common place, we're on the same page all the time, and I think what he brings to it, he's already brought. We've come up, we've gone through the process of studying the last year's tape. We've studied everything you can study. We're looking at it. We're detailing it. He's getting more familiar with all of the players so he can find out their unique skills so he can go out there and feature them. And I think he's done a great job of doing that. And once he does that, his unique style, his flair, that'll naturally come out. And I think he's just done a great job of fitting in to what the Atlanta Falcons have to offer and fitting into our culture so well and buying into what we do as far as our standing and our brotherhood. It's been awesome.
Was that hard for you? It seems like coaches, when they're chosen to come here, it's more about fitting into Dan's system right away rather than bringing what you have to the table.
Well, I think you bring what you have to the table. We all got our own unique skills, you know, and we all have our meetings. And it's not a punishment to fit into what people believe in and get some and take some of your strengths and use them. So we look at it completely different. You know, this is our brotherhood of men. This is how we look at things. This is how we develop players. This is how we develop coaches. Our onboarding system here is awesome. We get coaches in, we talk to them, we bring them up to speed, how we want to do things, how things are done here. I think it's just a part of who we are, and that's just a credit to Dan.
How's Roberts doing?
Andre. Andre's doing a good job, man. He's out there working hard. I can see him relentlessly fighting every single day. So we just got to get everybody going. I think the group is moving along well. I'm really fired up with the group I had. A bunch of talented guys that go out there and work hard every single day. And making it hard for us when we get to training camp.
And the Burton kid from Kansas State, Coach sure. Keith told me he really liked the guy who was on special teams last. How are you doing?
You know, all those young guys, man, they are picking up the system. They don't have it all yet, but they're doing a great job of learning it and being able to go out there and execute and get through whatever we ask them to do. Situational football, special teams, whatever the job's required. They're doing all the job to make sure they're connecting with their teammates. I'm really fired up with all our young guys, and particularly Deontay Burton as well.